What's up, guys? Back for another episode of Barbells and Banter. Before we get stuck into the episode, perfect opportunity to hit that subscribe or follow button, depending on what platform you're on. Today, we recapped a little bit of fitness expo stuff, but we did that on the other pod, so if you haven't jumped over there, please do so. We also recapped the week just gone, bit of training stuff for both Ben and I. I finally managed to train with a professional bodybuilder, so you'll have to stick around and see what that was like. Then we also fielded a lot of the questions that we got ages ago when we fielded a Q&A forum, which were great, you know, training volume, you know, programming, all the stuff that you guys want to know and hear about when it comes to your training. So get stuck into that, enjoy the episode, and we won't keep you any longer.
Use it when you absolutely have to, or just go cold turkey.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing that settles in, man. So it's like, it's going to be three, she reckons about 3 days. That's just like
3 days of hell.
Yeah. But that. Then we have our hands back for the rest of our lives.
Okay. You can't use a...
He doesn't like them. Spits them out. Just rolls them around in his mouth until he's like, I'm over it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's the only thing that a lot of the time that'll stop, like just calm him down. So that's going to be a fun 3 days.
What do you think? Are you just going to...
Yeah, we just have to... Well, yeah. It's funny. I say we, but like...
Yeah.
I'm not the one that's going to cop it.
Are you
going to
do it on a Friday though, at least?
We're going to do it Monday.
During the week?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably easier during the week.
Okay.
It's like trying to do it if we're going out or something. And you're just like, if you're at a cafe and you start screaming, okay. It's like,
I just figured like you'd just 3 days at home, just hide.
Yeah. No, yeah. We'll do that during the week. We're like, yeah, Mad's down this weekend, next weekend.
Of course.
It's our first... My first weekend off, I think, in 9 weeks.
Nice.
And then the weekend after, I'm away.
Where are you?
Just in the city with the boys.
Ooh. Is that May the 4th?
First weekend, yeah.
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 I'm a bodybuilding coach now, so I'm flying to a bodybuilding show.
Oof. Oof.
That was the... Is that... That's the... You've made it when you book a flight to a bodybuilding show?
Yeah. I'm... Yeah.
It's me.
Are flying. You staying?
Interstate. Yeah, I'm flying up Saturday at home. Yeah. Monday.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Comp Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll just take a sip.
No, you're good.
Vanilla is the worst flavor of Up and Go, by the way.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
It's all I had.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. What, like, in Gisborne or just where you went?
Ampol in Melston, actually.
Get your shit together, Ampol.
Yeah, I reckon. 100%.
Vanilla's the worst color.
Sort your fucking life out.
Color, flavor.
Even strawberry's better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what fucked me up the other day?
What?
I had a...
I'm so glad you're here for this. I need
you. You're welcome. I
need
it. I got you.
I need this so bad.
I'm going to get in the car after this and just fall into a heap.
It's okay.
Hold it strong. I had a My Muscle Chef shake.
Yeah.
I didn't read it. It's my fault.
Okay.
But if you pick up a protein shake that has cream coloring, what flavor is it?
Like that color?
Yeah.
It's vanilla. Absolutely.
It had cinnamon in it.
Okay.
So I took my first mouthful and I was just like, what the fuck just happened to my face? Like, yeah, I was not ready for cinnamon at all.
What else was in it?
It was vanilla.
Oh, vanilla.
But it had cinnamon added. Yeah, so kind of like the Rockaby banana.
Okay.
It's got cinnamon in it as well.
Yeah.
Which I'm the same, like the first half of it, I hate it. And then I'm like, oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
I just have to get over.
Taste buds get used to it.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, why is it punching me in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was upset. And then I reckon I got 7 DMs like, you should have got strawberry. Like, that was cool. 5 hours ago. Thanks. Appreciate you guys.
I mean, you shouldn't have got it at all by the sound of it.
Should have just got a Rockaby and took the 100 calorie hit.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm about? With the grab and go drink. So here's my routine, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to the gym.
Okay.
And then I go to the cafe and I work. But I need protein in between.
Of course.
And I don't. I usually have some protein before I go, and then I'll have like a yogurt-based meal afterwards with some fruit and shit.
Yep.
My dessert for breakfast, I now have post-workout.
The Gisborne stock with Jibani these days?
Yeah, that was fucking shit house, that was.
So we're all good
back.
We're no back. Crisis.
Yeah.
It's all okay. The fit mums are protesting.
Get the fuck out of my Chobani. Dogs. caught up.
Stocking it for a rainy day.
Yeah, I've got like 12 of them in my fridge now. So on the way, depending, like sometimes I'll take the protein water because I have my NutriGrain with my protein shake on the NutriGrain.
Yep.
Delicious. Chocolate always.
Good move.
But then I need just enough protein to not be
protein
catabolic.
Do you guys remember that ad?
Oh, I love protein. Yeah. I love protein too.
You obviously like it more than I did.
It's a fucking classic ad.
Yeah.
That's as classic as tuna and rice cakes.
Yeah.
That's up there.
It's good. I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah.
Today.
Post on your story, please.
I will
watch it. Yeah. No, I don't want to look it up.
That guy.
Yeah, can you send me the address?
What's the address of this? Fuck.
Don't ever do that. Ever do that. If you do that to me, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
It's done.
I agree.
Yeah, so I grab a protein drink on the way through.
Yeah.
That's my whole story. That's it.
Yeah.
But the...
Which one do you grab, though? Or today, yeah, you got banged by the Muscle Chef.
The massage... Yeah, last week I did. I was like, I'll change it up. No, dickhead. So, because I was like calorie conscious...
Yeah.
I grabbed the Musashi Shred.
Okay.
Which, hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes. The marketing's terrible, but it's like...
It tastes good?
Tastes really good.
I reckon.
And
they're...
it's fucking got no carbs.
Yeah. They've lifted their game a fair bit.
Yeah.
Because remember there was like a period where you're just like, this is like fucking dog
peasant
water.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah, like you wouldn't even feed it to your dog.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah.
My dog eats
shit. Do you reckon it was that bad or we were just like, it's a supermarket brand, so it sucks?
No, I reckon it was a period where it was real bad.
Mm.
Yeah. Because my my sister-in-law used to work for them.
Yeah.
And she'd bring home like the, because, you know, when they test the supplements, like just get for free. And I remember like having a few, you know, kind of cheeky scoops of that.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'd run out of my
remember
own stuff.
It used to just never dissolve.
It's just like, this is not it, man.
Yeah. I think they're doing the best post-mix supplements right now.
Mm. Doing great protein bars. The one that Loz said, the white chocolate and cookies and cream crisp.
Is that a Woolies?
Hectic. I don't think you can buy it anywhere by Chemist Warehouse at the moment. It's new flavor.
We have one of them.
Just buy off the internet. You can get them. You get a pack. They're $3 if you buy a box.
Ooh.
It's way cheaper.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, I know. You know that abundance theory doesn't work, man.
Yeah.
The more you eat, the more you have, the more you eat.
Yeah. Well, on the very same walk from the gym to the cafe, is a Chemist Warehouse.
Perfect.
So guess who's having?
Hopefully.
Protein.
Yeah.
On the way to the cafe.
Hopefully you have that flavor there.
Yeah, they will. It's all right.
Yeah. The white chocolate, you know the big, the 44 one, you had the white chocolate caramel.
Yeah. Is that what we had on the weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I hadn't had that one before. It's good.
It wasn't too bad.
Better than all the other ones. I only eat them because they're 40 grams. They don't taste bad.
Yeah.
They're not good.
If you let them go to room temperature, it's a little bit warm, they're much nicer.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, you keep it in a cool, dark place. It kind of...
Yeah.
It's like a bat.
Have you ever had the... my client got me onto this. She bought me a whole box. It was really sweet. The Muscle Nation custard ones.
Yeah.
They're so sweet, man.
They're... Like, who was I saying this to? Oh, I was talking to Matt about it. So I think they're like just a layer of protein above like a chocolate bar.
Yeah. 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 Like 15 grams or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's just a Snickers with a bit of whey on it.
I saw a sidestep. I saw this reel the other day of like some like fucking only eat whole food thing.
Yeah.
And she, word for word in the video, said, this protein bar is the same as eating a Snickers. And I was like, Snickers has 6 grams of protein and that has 35. It's not the fucking same.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, those 15 seconds in the microwave. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very good.
I mean,
the white chocolate raspberry ones.
Mm. Yeah, I reflected on, even when I said that, like the other day about the, like they're not high enough in protein.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's because
you eat like, 200 grams of protein a day.
Well, and I'm trying to eat it with the idea that it's replacing
chicken.
A serving of protein for the day.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to do that.
Yeah. It's for Sharon to not buy a Kit Kat.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not supposed to be between 20 and 40 grams so that I don't have to eat 150
and
grams
of chicken.
And if you're
a 60 kilo female, that's I don't know. 10% of your protein intake for the day.
Which is probably what they're for. They're so fucking small, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally like a chomp.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, it's I'd like rather a, have a whey shake and a chomp.
I'd rather, absolutely.
Fuck, I haven't had a chomp for ages.
I know.
Good chomp texture. And curly whirlies.
Good texture, the chomp, because the caramel and the wafer.
Yeah. Yeah. Fan. Do you remember curly whirlies?
Yeah, man. Oof. Yeah. Curly whirly was
50 cents.
It was even cheaper.
At tuck shop.
Yeah.
50 cents in high school.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. They're probably 30 in primary school.
I was going to say, I remember them being 30 cents. Yeah.
Fucking dogs.
Yeah.
Remember getting. Fuck, we're so old, bro. I was just about to say, remember getting 3 for 5 cents? The milk bar? Do you ever have that?
Nah.
Nah, so our milk bar, all the lollies.
We used to buy Sunny Boys.
Were 3 for 5 cents.
I think 10 cents. What do you know, Sunny Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, used to buy those at school. Because we didn't have a tuck shop at school.
So, interesting.
Yeah. Only when I got to high school.
Yeah. So,
because we went to a Catholic school, they didn't have. They just scammed your money from the church instead.
You know Duckett's Dairy?
Yeah.
The brand?
Yeah.
So Duckett's had like a cordial line, but it was only local.
Okay.
So they used to do two things. Milky Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Big M frozen in a tube, eat it like a Zupa Duper.
Yeah.
Elite. Elite.
Wow.
And then they had what's called Mr. D's Cola. So just cola cordial.
Yeah.
With some character that they called
Mr. D.
Worst
name ever.
Yeah, but it's like, I've known that name since I was fucking zero. So to me, it's normal. But as I said it out loud to an audience, I was like, that is weird.
Yeah. Mr. D's.
But they used to come in like the old Big M paper. Well, I guess they still come like that. Like the cardboard.
Yeah, the carton.
Thing.
Yeah,
carton. That's thank you, carton. Jason.
Yeah.
Help. But you could buy them normal or you could buy them frozen.
Mm.
No one bought them normal.
Awesome.
Frozen Mr. D was like, you got a spoon, you open the whole top up, and you that was
it's
like
literally like a Sunny Boy.
All of recess was just fucking hacking at this thing, and then you get a little bite and be like a little piece of heaven, and then you're fucking hacking at it again, and then you drink the last part.
Yeah,
it's elite.
Yeah, sticky fingers and shit.
Yeah. Fuck, I might go for a drive for Shep this weekend. Get some Mr. D.
Fucking soundbite that.
4 hours round trip just to get some fucking cola cordial.
You just make it.
No.
Okay.
There's no...
I can't laugh too much, my head hurts.
There's just no comparison. There isn't. Okay. I've never found a cola drink that's even similar.
Yeah, and I feel like when you once you sprinkle a bit of nostalgia on it, it's like it takes it up a notch.
Yeah, so then the next stage is when you turn, depending... if you go out underage or not. But when you turn 18.
We did.
We didn't because...
Do you reckon that happens now?
I don't know. We didn't. Surely. Just because house parties were like everything.
Yeah,
you need to go out.
I got a fake ID and it was perfect.
Yeah. I got a fake ID for our graduation because I was like 3 weeks short.
Yeah.
The picture looked like you.
He let you in?
The bouncer laughed at me.
Oh, really?
And let me in. Yeah. It's like it's graduation night. You tried and you got a champ. Like, yeah.
Because we were born in... Oh, I was born in 88.
Mm.
We knew this dude who could change the back of the 8 to a 3.
Yeah.
So, it's hilarious because I just got 5 years.
It's a big jump.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
You would have passed.
I was going to say, I've had a face full of fucking hair since I was like 15 years old.
Yeah.
So yeah, here I am like getting around on schoolies week like this. What would I have been? 23?
Yeah.
just
why are you here,
just
sir?
Hanging out with my mates.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking got in everywhere.
Yeah, my fake ID was Luke Chechen. I don't look like a Chechen.
Nah,
didn't really pass.
Nah.
And you can imagine what my face looked like at 17.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I probably looked 12.
Yeah, he probably would have just been like, that's close enough.
Yeah. At least you got one.
Get in there, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get in trouble.
Go on.
You gave me
time.
The ID.
Anyway, vodka Mr. D in a slushy machine.
Oof. Yeah, that sounds good.
Elite.
Sounds
elite.
Good.
So it's like a slurpy vodka in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to kind of cocktail type drink? I feel like you might be a slurpy, an alcoholic slurpy kind of dude.
Hmm. I don't
so
really
talking
like
cocktails, not.
I buy.
Don't do like the all the scotch on the rocks. and a cigar.
I'm not known to order a cocktail.
Yeah, You ever just go out and have espresso cocktails, though?
Nah.
I mean, well,
my wife doesn't drink.
Yeah, it's not going to happen anytime soon either.
Yeah, but like Amy never drinks. Yeah. So it's like.
You don't like Negronis, I know that.
Yeah, I don't. Drinking it. I try every time I go out with you. And I'm like, they're still shit.
It's okay.
Can you like put some sugar in this or something?
You'll get there one day, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to start ordering it like coffee. Can I just get a Negroni with two sugars?
Like, you can make your own. Can I just get this but not shit?
Yeah, an espresso martini is default.
Yeah.
But obviously you can't drink them all night.
Of course.
I did have our Sydney trip last time. I did have a very good time on a lot of porn stars. They were quite good.
Yeah, real sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like they have like, you can only have one or two.
Well, so I think I would only ever get one cocktail when I got somewhere because it's fun.
Yeah.
And then I would have a whiskey on the rocks, please.
It's true, though. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how people like go out all night drinking them. It's like...
Yeah, one, it's infinitely expensive.
Oh, well, yeah.
And two,
yeah,
so just like how furry your teeth would be and shit. Nah.
So here's an insight into like boy math, right? So I've got two different stories. So we went out and like we did like the, I think I already spoke about it. We did like winery weekend, like drove down to Griff's and he lives in St. Leonard's now. So do the wineries, get to the gin distillery, they're serving cocktails. And he goes, oh, they're cheap as. They were $21.
Yeah.
Because we're used to paying $27.
Yeah.
We both were like, fuck it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's have 10.
Yeah. So three or four later, like parts of the night we don't remember.
Mm.
So there's one instance of boy math. And then yesterday, I was trying to buy my feelings because obviously I wasn't feeling well. Yeah. I got a migraine for everyone at home. And I was feeling real banged up. And it was a real bad one. It was like a 9.9 out of 10.
Horrible. This needs to go to sleep.
So I needed to buy my feelings. So I went on one website to buy a jumper. And it was like $160 or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not paying $160 for a jumper. So then I went on another website. It was $100. And then I was like, I don't think this jumper was as good. And I feel like it's not going to last as long.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at like the GSM and even just where it came from.
Yeah.
Can't name names because I don't want to upset anybody. So then I went to another website and then I bought a jumper. Guess how much the jumper was?
$150.
$165.
More expensive than where we started.
And then like, you know what the funniest part of it all was? I didn't remember until I got in the shower what the price of the first jumper was when I started. So I get in the shower and I'm like, you fucking idiot. It's like, you idiot. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So there you go. That's just a little insight into my mind.
Do you know, I bought two button-up fleece-lined like heavy jackets.
Yeah.
What do you think I paid for them?
Button-up, $80 each?
Lower.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Even that, well, I was thinking 60.
I think I paid 60 for both.
Where?
From Shein. It was like my first Shein order.
Did they come? Did someone else take your credit card and buy a bunch of shit?
So we were in, where were we? Target, Kmart.
Shein's like the Wish of clothing, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're in, must have been Kmart country or Target country, whatever the fuck it is.
So just Target in the country.
Correct. Yeah. Just means it's smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked past this bomber jacket and I was like,
hey,
I actually don't mind that. Bro, and for $30 fucking?
I actually did a double take in Target the other day and I was like, that's not too bad.
Yeah. And I'm a dad now, so I can do that shit.
Yeah. Well, can I do it too? Please?
Yeah, of course you can. You have to spend $160 on a jumper. Fuck that. So I put it on and of course, because I'm fucking massive, I couldn't get my arms in it.
That's the thing with the Kmart and the Target fits.
Yeah, so even at
you're not fitting the demographic there, bro.
So even at 2XL,
yeah,
because I wanted it big to go over my jumpers. Yeah. Even at 2XL, it was like still just eating my arms,
and
bro.
And then just like that.
So I was like, okay, this is not working. And then Amy was just like determined. She's like, you want a jacket? I'm going to find you a jacket. I'm like, I'm not fucking paying money. I have jackets. It's fine.
Get it.
It's okay. And then she hands me the thing and the machine ones. I was like, I don't know, man.
You could roll the dice on $60, though.
I don't know, man. And she's like, if they're not good, they don't fit, it's free return. You don't even have to pay the postage.
Pretty good.
And I'm like, okay.
You know what? I don't mind the old free postage. You just free put return. If you can free return and it's a simple process.
Yeah.
I respect
that. And my wife does it and I have to do it. It's fine.
it's normally me, but yeah, sure.
So I went through I reckon they had 50 jackets on the website.
Yeah.
And I picked two. Turns out they were exactly the same jacket in different colors. I was like, okay, I guess I have a taste. So ordered them, and then unbeknownst to me, Amy saw a hoodie. There's actually even just sitting it on the table looked quite nice, just like simple tests across the top. Very me hoodie.
Yeah.
I picked it up, bro. I was like, oh.
The GSM.
The material is like plastic.
See your hand through.
Yeah. And it's like, pull the elastic once, and I'm like, oh, that's stretched. It's fucked down.
It's stretched and
forever.
Didn't come back.
It's done. She's like, yeah, the jumper's really shit. And I put it on. What size did you get me? I think a large. And it was like halfway down my forearms. She's a double XL.
Yeah,
like,
they're using not playing.
Yeah.
No different to the specs of their gym equipment.
Correct.
Over in China.
Yeah. So that was no good.
Yeah.
Jackets, keeping them.
Yeah.
But I wore it on standout yesterday and someone commented.
Well.
We were actually talking about you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Dan said.
How much you missed me? Or?
Yeah. Dan said, I just didn't even acknowledge that you weren't there yesterday. You know, I just realized that. I didn't even say where you were. I was just fucking, let's go.
It's fine.
I'm caffeinated and
when you're not up. When you're not there, I'm like, all right, so we can actually have some fun today.
Yeah, fuck. We won't have to talk about powerlifting. Dan was like asking me, should you post content about like just random shit that you're into just to try and increase, like broaden your.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, just like, he goes, it's a bit embarrassing. But I just saw these dudes that were doing like fits. So like they were showing themselves getting ready to go out or whatever. And I was like, I just liked it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I liked it. So I was like, maybe I should do shit like that. Yeah. And I was sort of saying like, oh, if it's your personality, do it. I'm like, Jace wears a different fucking front runner t-shirt every time he comes to the podcast and new shoes and fucking all that shit.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it, do it. So,
now I got one new t-shirt.
We gassed you up for being stylish.
Yeah.
And then
got a big wardrobe. Got to fill it up.
Yeah. And then I said, I just show my fire and the mountains.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Child. And they're like, oh, he's wholesome.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I'm shallow and you're wholesome.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So I like stuff.
No. You're a good person.
Thank you, man.
Even though you drive a Mercedes, you're still a good person.
Mercedes, lots of clothes, new outfit every time I see him.
Tell me again how good my car is, please.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I fucking... So, like, after I drove it and I kept saying the car was shit, and, like, Jess and Matt were there, and I kept saying it, and then I sat back and I was like, fuck, man, you sounded like... such a fucking tool. Like,
I get it.
But it was like, not my car. I just wanted mine.
Yeah. And so like, what happened first? No one knows what I'm talking
about. I took my car to get a service, which was fine. I got a hire car.
Yeah.
But they never give you a good hire car until you're just about to upgrade. Mm-hmm. So they would have looked at the lease. It's too soon. Let's give him the most base model of the base models.
Is that 180?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, sick.
So I got a... it's okay.
No go zoom zoom.
It's okay. It's fine.
It looks but then nice.
As a car... So I didn't just get in it like this is the base model. I also got in it as a car critic / enthusiast.
Yes.
Because, you know, I watch Car Well and, you know, all that
drive
shit.
Drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I'm clicking on the buttons and feeling the things.
Yeah, yeah. That's not very intuitive.
And
did you take your... softness tester. Just hit the link below to see it compared.
Grab my
else.
Stick to put it in, see if the exhaust was real,
bro. That Car Wow, where they do that, it's like I have no reference to what 6.5 on the squishy meter is.
Yeah, no, neither. So yeah, I was like, this car would be like, I don't know, probably 50.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, just thinking, servicing's always way more expensive. Mm-hmm. Parts are way more expensive, like tires, everything is more expensive. Just as soon as you get the badge, everything's more expensive. Doesn't matter if it's base model or above. So then I was like, well, I've been in Ben's car heaps and that is way better. Like,
what'd you say? One more time? I didn't hear.
It's way better. Because it's the same car.
Yeah.
And it has the same features.
Yeah.
Granted, it doesn't have the big, you know, heads up display. The big display doesn't even have heads up display.
Yeah.
And I was like, this car's going to cost like 15 grand minimum more.
Yeah.
Servicing over the 5 years you're going to keep it is going to be exponentially higher.
Yeah.
For the same car.
Insurance is going to be more.
Insurance, everything.
Tires, everything. Yeah. Yeah.
For the same car. Yeah. So I was just like, I wouldn't get this car. Like,
yeah.
There would just become a point where it would be worth differentiating yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the features get good. Like, once they go into, like, the 250 range, the A35, like, yeah. you're like, all right. Like,
yeah, I think I drove a 250 and I had, like, the sporty seats and all that. Yeah. I could drive this.
Yeah.
I had my C-Class at the time, so it wasn't like I got out of the I-30 into it.
Yeah,
it was probably wow. But yeah, out of the C-Class into that, I was like, this is
okay,
pretty good.
Doable.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And then, I was just not happy.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted mine.
Yeah,
and I was just like, oh, this car's...
Or something cool.
I mean, I walked past Jess and I'm like, fuck, this car's a piece of shit. And then I was like, she's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's a brand new hatchback Mercedes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that anyone would
be
jump
really
it.
Happy to have it.
Yeah. And I was just like, you idiot.
I did like the paint.
The color was really nice.
I don't think I'd own a car that color, but I really liked it.
It was nice. Yeah, it was kind of like that for me. Mm. It was like, it was a nice color, but I wouldn't own it.
Yeah.
It's not a me color.
Yeah. There's an orange...
It's not gray.
There's an orange Megane, like my old one, getting around Woodend. And every time I see it, I'm like, I should have got the orange one.
Adrian's mate, who we booked out the private cinema, has one. Orange.
At the time, I was like, I don't want to be that obnoxious.
Such a nice... Because it's got a bit of pearl in it.
Yeah. And because I was living in Essendon, I was like, you already don't fit in.
It slaps, bro.
Don't buy the
orange. Color.
Like, the white pearl was nice.
I feel like the colours are nice.
You had one chance to buy an orange car.
Yeah.
Until you buy the orange Lambo. Like,
I don't feel like there's any cars you can get in orange and get away with it, eh?
Yeah. There was a good...
As in, like, outside of supercar and above.
This is going to boganify me, but there was a very good Holden orange in the VE.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although, because the only car I reckon you could get away with being orange... Nah, you know what? You can't. That's it.
Anything old with chrome.
Megane was the... newest car that I can think of.
Yeah, but anything old with chrome, definitely.
Because it would have looked sick with like the black wheels and...
Yeah.
Like it would just look tough. Yeah. And then obviously like it sounded good. It was fun to drive. Like,
yeah.
The car was lots of fun to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't miss it driving here.
Of course.
But sometimes I miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun.
What were we talking about?
My car, because I had to go out to get service and stuff.
All right, quick break in the episode, guys. Just wanted to talk about coaching. So we at STC Fit are committed to taking your body composition, training, performance, your health and well-being all to the next level. Our experienced team of coaches are ready to help you get the most out of yourself. You don't just have to be a powerlifter or a bodybuilder or an athlete. You just need to be somebody who knows that you have a lot of potential and want to reach it. And you can join the team by heading to the website, submitting a coaching inquiry form, and one of our coaches will get in touch with you. All right, let's get back to the episode.
So, I don't know if Matt listens to this podcast. So, we went and made a bodybuilding friend this week.
Yeah, bodybuilding friends.
Yeah.
We're bodybuilding friends now.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
He's pro, right?
Yeah. He's 4 weeks out from New York pro. It's a lot of muscle on a person.
Yeah. There's not many people that like stand next to you in New York.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's funny, like I was... Even just like taking my outfits to the gym, like most of the time I wear like a singlet and everything.
I did notice you had a t-shirt on.
I was like, you pay respect to this dude. He's 4 weeks out. He's a professional bodybuilder. I'm like, you keep your fucking t-shirt on. I was like, there's nothing to this outside of the fact that like, there's levels to this. This man is like at the top of our sport in our country at least.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just keep your t-shirt on, brother.
Yeah. Good on you, sir. I'm going to just be over here being skinny.
It was funny. What were we talking about? We're talking about something like, because he used to play basketball and like he'd be, I'd say like 5'10", 5'11", maybe. Yeah. So then I was like, so you're too short to be a basketball, but now too tall to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, so what do you need to be a bodybuilder? It's like 5'7", 5'8". And he's like, yeah, something like that. And I'm like, cool. So I have one out of the five criteria to be a bodybuilder.
The incorrect parents, but on the right height.
Yeah. It's like, that's it. That's all I got.
That's
it's
hilarious. Like
the best height to be a bodybuilder, but that's all.
Did you throw down?
We had a good sesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun to...
Because I think last week we were talking about like if we actually train hard.
Yeah. No, we trained good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very precise, which I expected.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not like a loose, kind of rough, you know, kind of style of training. You know, like some people just throw shit around.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was very, very, very you know, kind of calculated, and it was good. It was a great session.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bit different, like when he's in the off season and stuff, a bit more calories and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
4 weeks out, it's high risk too, right?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of machines and stuff, which, you know, I'm like, this is how I train most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
But it was really good. It was really good. It was a bit different. It's funny. It was like, it was a bit different, but it was the same. Like how I train.
Right.
Just a little bit more training volume.
Yeah.
But then I'm pretty sure he said it then. He's like, oh, I just threw a few extra things in there to make sure we were doing enough volume for you. I was
just
like,
hang out.
I'm like, bro, I'm done.
Yeah. I finished half an hour ago. Jay's just like dragging his bag on the ground to the next machine. Like, I'm coming. Yeah.
There's a couple of times I was like, so I'll see if I can hang. And then I'm just like, oh, it's just too heavy.
Yeah. You were the guy with the T-bar row from last week.
Bro.
Yeah. Put another plate on, it'll be right.
The worst. That was like the heaviest T-bar. The gym's good though. Like that Muscle City gym's not bad.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of good stuff in it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we did it was good. We did a lot of targeted work.
Yeah.
It was just like a real bodybuilding session.
Yeah.
It's like, right, we're doing here, then we're kind of over here, we're doing this. And then even just like how I would get into some machines and do them, he was like, oh, I try this. And yeah, it was super fun because I could feel what he was trying to explain.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, I haven't used this technique on this machine before. I haven't sat in this position before.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, you know, kind of pulled my elbows down here before.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Someone else that's like cerebral with their training.
Yeah. And then that was the other thing that was fun. It was like, for me, I mean, obviously, I wanted to give him the reins because I'm like, bro, you're 4 weeks out. Like,
yeah,
let's just do your workout.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in here and be like, this
bro,
is...
Matt, you've made it, bro.
This is what this hobby builder...
Hey, if you've got Jace to go off program, man, fucking hell.
Like, this is what this hobby builder
this
does.
This is like, I feel like I'm in danger that there is a new bromance and our relationship may... I'm
threatened.
Jealous now.
He feels threatened.
I was fine. Now I don't know about this shit.
Yeah. So...
fucking watching you, Matt.
It was it was good to just go and train and just train hard.
Yeah.
Like, and then, yeah, like I didn't feel... Like, it's fine. It's like, you know how you just like naturally fall into coach when you train?
Yeah.
So you'll just do it. So like I never did that.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I'm just here to train.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
I'm just here to have a good time and here to work out, you know? And not be a bitch because I'm like, he still needs to train hard.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then because we're both pretty experienced, like you could just spot each other the right way. Bar slows down. You just like keep it moving. Like he was like, this is how I want it done. And I was like, sweet. So like this, just making sure I was like, on the same page, so when it got done, that's what was needed. Which I don't think you get a lot with.
Yeah,
you know, you got to be pretty experienced to train that way.
Yeah, you used to train with people too. I think is a skill in of itself.
Yeah,
Adrian asked me to spot the other day, and we didn't have that conversation. Like, I wasn't like, "How many force reps are you doing?" Like, whatever. It was just like, "Hey, can you spot me headphones in?" I was like, "All right." Like, it wasn't a
how many,
and I train by myself so much.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know, like, am I just helping you get full range because you're getting stuck? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting, training with someone else is a skill.
Yeah. I wonder if that ever translates to better results in the future. Because, you know, like, they have all these, like you have this data, right?
Mm.
But it's all like single pilot
training, training right? someone else, with someone else.
Yeah. It's never,
like...
a prolonged period of time of like train on your own and then train with someone. There's even like psychologically, just getting those force reps down.
Yeah.
Like, I just wonder, surely that translates to a better outcome in the future, right?
Yeah. It'd be interesting to not be a coach as well. Like you said, you inherently assume a leadership role in your workouts.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, like, if you and I trained, I'd just follow your program because you're not going to go off program.
I'm not going to do your program.
But outside of that, I'm not like, show me this, teach me that. But you're probably still assessing, like, you should move this way.
Yeah.
So you can't, there always probably is going to be a leader in the session with people like us that do it for a job.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, absolutely. I agree. I feel like you would get better results if you train with someone who was good all the time.
Yeah.
Than if you did on your own though, right?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I'm trying to think through the process of finding a training partner.
Oh, well, that's the limitation, right?
Yeah.
Because even,
when I train with Adrian, I've trained with Adrian a couple of times when you haven't been there.
Yep.
And we have that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Jace takes care of your shit. And in my head, I'm just going to, like, usually, I'm just like, I'll do what you do and I'll probably do less reps.
Yeah.
And if I keep up with you, awesome. If I don't, I don't really
yeah.
care.
That's pretty much what I do.
So, yeah, and that, because I it was like, because I knew his training was going to be good because he trains with you and it's your program.
Yeah.
I switched off.
Yeah, because you can just...
was yeah. like, if you're doing a thing that I would do differently, Jace has got a reason for it.
Yeah.
So, I'm not in the back of my head like, fuck, I should change the setup.
Critique or... this and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that, like, that's where it's always going to be hard to compare. And then, because again, like, you're looking at these good, the people at the top of the sport, right?
Mm.
They probably have more of a luxury to train with people because, one, the desire for someone to train with them is higher. Like, yeah. you know, if you're a bodybuilder, an elite level bodybuilder, and you're like, hey, let's go work out. Everyone's
lined up, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's, so, yeah. And even if you look at it, like, the top of the sport, like, they're never shy of, like, working with people.
Yeah.
So, but then it's like finding the right person is hard. And even Matt and I, and you and I have had conversations where it's like, when you get the wrong spotter, like, it actually ruins the workout.
Yeah.
Like, it ruins the set.
Yeah.
Because you're getting to that, like,
I want to work now.
We're getting to that situation where it's like, yeah, it's getting highly stimulating. And yes, somewhat fatiguing, but it's like highly stimulating, obviously, because rep speed's slowing down. And
yeah.
well, and then like a skilled lifter can stay in.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though the rep speed's slowing down, like if someone doesn't know that, like they're just going to go, oh, I'll take the weight off you. And it's like, oh, you just missed out so much there, you know.
That other 8 reps was for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And I know people like obviously... you know, argue like and you can go back and forth on just like how valuable those reps are. But
yeah.
like, if people like to train that way and that's how they train, it's like, fuck, like progress it and you win, right?
Yeah. I feel like the biggest benefit of a training partner is going to be effort.
Yeah.
Days you can't be fucked, days you want to skip out on that last exercise, days you want to, I'll count that warm up set as a set. Like just those things don't happen.
Yeah.
Because you got the training partner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we used to obviously train together a lot. Thinking back on that, we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Both on the same page. I think that was, probably the best. That's the best training I've ever done.
Yeah, it was heaps of fun. It was fun because we're on the same page. We're like, everyone else I've trained with, I just end up like going, oh, this isn't how I train and just go to the gym with them.
Yeah.
Like I've never stuck with a person to train how they train.
Yeah, powerlifting's good for that. Like,
of course.
There used to be probably 8 people that, there's usually 4 at a time, but 8 people cycled through.
Of course.
That my main sort of comps, pre-lockdown and stuff. And it was like, maybe you and one or two other people are deadlifting, maybe someone's squatting, the rest periods are so long. We were training and most powerlifting gyms are laid out where it's just like this fuck all stuff.
Mm.
You know, like I hate going to, like, coming to train with you and Adrian, and I'm like, I'm going to do my workout. It's like, I'll fucking see you in an hour.
Yeah, because
the gym's enormous.
Yeah, and you're halfway across the gym and tucked in the corner where the powerlifters are.
Yeah. So, even if, like, you just, like, or I'm doing bodybuilding training, it's like, I've got fucking back and you're doing chest. It's like, see ya. But powerlifting works really well for that. And I think when they talk about community and stuff from that space, that really helps.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it was good. It was like, was there anything that blew my mind going into it? Obviously not. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Dude who knows how to lift, lifts really well.
Yeah.
Works really hard.
Yeah.
It was just good to get into some certain positions and just, you know, move a certain way to feel a certain muscle. So, it was so body, like, so real, isolated, like, microscopic, like, bodybuilding training. Like, we were literally like, you feel here, like here.
Yeah.
You know, pull back and feel there. And it's like, that's where you were getting it. And I was just like, this is so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because you go on social media and people are like, oh, well, it's not about feel and it's not about this. And I'm like, maybe at the highest level it is.
Yeah.
Like you should at
some point. It's not about feel when you're strong. Like it's not about feel until you're strong.
Yeah,
that would be my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even like a couple of girls at the moment that we spoke about, I'm working on their back heaps.
Yep.
And usually, I haven't had like a glaringly obvious muscle deficiency for quite a while.
Yeah.
In terms of like, this is actually holding you back. Like, I think Both of them also have chronic back pain.
Yeah.
And
want big glutes.
What will they have? Monster glutes, a pair of them.
Yeah.
So it's like you just upper body is just not.
Yeah.
Not communicating. Haven't
given it, yeah. Haven't given it the time, so it's super weak.
Yeah.
And then now there's a huge disconnect when you try and get in a position to load your back.
Yeah. And it's just like execution wise, like both bent over rows are at like fucking 80 degrees.
Makes perfect sense.
It's like, you know, get like, you'll be over, man. Yeah. Like, you have a look at the way they're training and you're like, oh, this is missing heaps. And then, yeah, one of my girls, I think we've been focusing on it for 4 weeks. She's like, I have lat doms today. She's like, I'm going to make it. It's like, okay, so don't tell me that like feel and doms are not good indicators of training, because it's like, it's the first time she's fucking felt them for years.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah. And it's, this is in a powerlifting situation. It's like, it's really making, it's really affecting her ability to progress in a deadlift by not having them.
Yeah.
And maybe the back pain as well. We don't know, but back pain's such a fucking rabbit hole, man.
Yeah.
Rabbit hole.
So complicated.
Yeah. And then for like my other client who's physique focused, it's like insane lower body, but wants it bigger, but can't train hard. Cause it's like, as soon as the back pump comes, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, you can't push the lower body the way we want it to. So, it's actually hindering your progress. So, if you can't feel it, maybe there's actually some value in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, even like post-session, I've like had like lat cramps and shit. I'm like, well, fucking surely that's a decent proxy that like we did a little. And they're not sore. It's funny, like they didn't pull up sore. But like after the workout, I was like, sitting at the dealership and I was like hunched over and I'm like, all right, this is the sign of a good session.
Yeah.
You know.
The tissue that I was targeting is fatigue. Has copped a beating.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're training, it was funny, we're training arms and we're doing rope curls and he was over on the pre-char. So I've pulled the weight down the stack, but I didn't want to pull it all the way down the bottom, obviously, because it'd be too realistic. So I pulled the weight down probably like 3 or 4 plates.
Yeah.
And I've walked away and I'm doing the preach because I look back and he's fucking like grabbed the bar and he's just like, he's doing it. Right. And then he comes over and he's like, did you lift that weight? And I was like, and then I just erupted into laughter. I was just like,
no, sir.
Do I look like I lifted that weight with these fucking arms? He's just like, fuck, man. I grabbed it. And I was like, fucking hell, I'm doing this if he's done it. I fucking knew he would do it too. I'm just like, I know people like you.
Yeah.
I'm putting that fucking weight.
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like this. It's like, we're having a good time, but it's like, you still want to outlift each other.
Yeah, because I'm bigger than you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was good. It's fun.
Yeah, that's good. Do you guys have questions?
I do have questions, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Get stuck into them?
Yeah.
We haven't done questions in a while. All right, so this is not a fitness-related one, but we'll start with an easy one.
Awesome.
If you only had to shower once a day,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know if you shower more than that, but I do.
Depends.
So when
it's really cold where I live.
Well, let's start. When would you shower more than once a day? So you go to the gym.
Yeah, if it's hot.
Yeah, if you go to the gym, it's hot. Yeah. So you do like what, like a morning and night type deal or morning post-workout type deal?
So the nighttime is the variable.
Yeah.
Because I can't function without a shower in the morning.
You can't function without a shower in the morning.
Yeah,
fair.
So I even like, because it's been cold, showered at night, woke up, and I was like, I don't need a shower.
But I want
one. But I have to have one. Because I'm not a person.
Yeah. So, this may not surprise... Well, this won't surprise you. But I sometimes will shower in the morning, shower after my training, and shower before bed.
Yeah. My skin would fall off.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's... I don't know.
Yeah. I would actually have to follow my moisturizing routine to do such things.
Yeah. I don't always shower before bed if I've showered...
So there's a question: if you only could shower once at a time.
So if you only could shower once a day, when would you do it? Because like you just said,
first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning. But that means that you would go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then go to bed.
Yeah.
Like from the gym.
Yeah.
Are you gonna play that card?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm doing it after.
I'm not a shower every night guy anyway.
Yeah.
So I.
But like, what if you?
Maybe I'm disgusting. But yeah.
So you always shower in the morning though.
Yeah. And the PM showers sometimes.
Yeah. I would have to do it after the gym. Because I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Sweaty gym guy.
Yeah.
So wherever that was.
I'm very fortunate, and this has been told by my wife, that I don't like stink.
Yeah, neither do I. I just like, I feel slimy.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes I can sleep. If I haven't showered before bed, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, have you ever gotten into bed and you feel slimy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll go have a shower. I'm like, sorry, babe, I've got to.
Yeah.
It's going to take about another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll go have a shower and I'll feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just let everyone in to have fresh as I am. Which I'm pretty sure everyone's worked that out by now.
Quick break in the episode, guys. If you're looking for more information on how you can look, feel, and perform better, head over to our website, take advantage of all of the content that we have there, even the YouTube channel, there's plenty of videos and stuff on there. Also, rotating free resources that you guys can access completely free. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
See, because it's a bodybuilding podcast, it's all bodybuilding questions.
Yeah.
I'm
a bodybuilder now, so.
What are some bodybuilding bro myths that actually might be true?
Feeling the muscle.
It's so funny.
Doms.
When I read this question and I was like trying to articulate how to answer it, I think it, like, where I thought about it the most is, like, there's a lot of things that we don't really know the answers to. Mm. And there's even, like, there's a lot of things that we disregard just because we can't prove them, that, like, bodybuilders do. Mm. So I can't sit here and just, like, itemize all of these things. But if you just look at, like, say you take, like, I don't know, fucking 10 bodybuilders that are, like, not even at the top of the sport.
Yeah, but decent.
Yeah, maybe they're professionals. They've done, like, one or two shows, right? Yep. Let's just say. You line them all up, and it's like, I don't even care if it's, like, how you program.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that big of a deal once you get the buy-in and do the low-hanging fruit. But if you do, like, the meal frequency, the types of food, like, you do all of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you just take all the commonalities and you overlap them, there would be very, very, like, similarities. And then they would contradict. They would still, some of those things would still contradict what, like,
health,
the data and the research and stuff would say.
Yeah. So, like, the only eat 12 foods and.
Yeah, even not. Yeah, like,
eat 6 times a day, eat protein post-workout.
Should these people be slamming a drink? Like, should that post-workout meal be immediately after their training and not 30 minutes later?
Yeah.
Like, if you're fucking 300 pounds, like, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's so many things that get left on the table that, or they just get disregarded because you can't prove them.
Yeah.
When, in some instances, they're probably never going to be able to do the fucking studies, but on someone who's that size.
Yeah.
But then they sit there and they go, oh, well, if I don't do this, I'll lose this much weight. Or if I miss this meal, like, the next day I'm this 3 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, you're just a stupid meathead.
Yeah.
What do you know?
It's like the scientific method is a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And they measure everything. They track everything.
But they're stupid, apparently.
Make decisions based on the results. Yeah.
But they're stupid. But then at the end of the day, you go to sleep crying every night trying to look like them.
Yeah,
you don't. So yeah, like the whole, I don't know, like sometimes I think there's a bit of merit too to, like, even if something maybe isn't that true, it's like following something and committing to it may have just as much benefit.
Yeah.
You know? So even if, let's say for argument's sake, like the anabolic window thing, right? So it's like you don't have to go straight from the gym to the your last rep to your bag to have your shake.
Warehouse to get your white chocolate. Yeah.
But it's like, well, what if you did it?
Yeah.
What's the benefit? What's the detriment of not doing it?
You know? Yeah.
What's the detriment of not having it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes I feel like.
Yeah, it's like you don't have to foam roll to improve mobility, but.
Helps. What if you did it?
Yeah. I used to feel pretty good when I did it.
Yeah. And just using that, it's like, shouldn't you try some things yourselves and see where it lands? Even, you know, bro splitting or whatever, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't think it's a myth, but it's just like, I'm just saying it's like considered sometimes like a suboptimal way to train.
Mm.
But it's like, how is it a suboptimal way to train if the biggest people on the planet do it?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you like it, why can't you do it?
I am starting to get to coming around on the bro splits.
I wasn't saying that as in because I know you don't like it.
I know, but I'm coming around on the idea of tomorrow doesn't matter.
What does it? You had to worry about tomorrow because you were a powerlifter. Yeah,
I'm starting to like that.
I think it's that, and I think that's what puts you in the zone for the session.
Yeah, so I'm like we were talking about last session, like going to failure.
Mm.
It's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it just, there's been a couple of times, so I have shoulders as day 4, chest as day 1. There's been a couple of times that I've had to do shoulders on the Sunday, and I'm going to train Monday, and I'm like, oh, fuck, got to press. I'm going to press tomorrow. And I was like, oh, fuck, I never think about that anymore. Like, it's just,
just
train as hard as you like.
And the next day.
Yeah, don't train legs hard because you've got the expo all weekend. But everything else is just like, fucking send it.
Yeah.
Which I, I'm digging it. Digging it.
Yeah, like I know it, mentally, I know a lot of people can show up that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then once you get the buy-in and your goals mean maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
Then you're like, hey, man, like maybe we should try a push-pull frequency. leg, upper-lower.
Yeah.
You know, put rest day in between this and...
Yeah. So I think what I'm finding now, like I extended this block. I think after this block, I'll be like, I can train calves twice a week.
Mm.
I can train lateral raises three times a week.
Yeah, I can train biceps a couple times a week.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm then like the next program will kind of be like, this can handle more frequency and I want more volume. I want bigger lateral delts and I want bigger triceps.
Yeah.
I can train them
every day.
Without without much issue. Yeah, like if I'm training 4 days a week, I'd probably put them in three of my programs. Like 3 days of my
program
and be fine. So... Yeah, I think that's the natural course that's happening now, but not like I'm going to fucking RDL this day and squat this day.
Yeah.
Like I'm still like, nah, just one leg day is enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing 1.5 leg days, but it's funny, like I still send it so hard on the one leg day that every second time the half a leg day comes around, like I don't really end up doing it.
Yeah.
I just do the carbs.
Yeah.
And then so it's like I do 1.5 leg days every second week.
Yeah. So you're doing 1.25 leg days.
Yeah.
On average per week.
Which my normal leg day stacks, which is why, because I'm like, by the time I do like...
So you're doing 2.5 a fortnight, basically.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Because it's like by the time you do like the calves, the adductors, and then you do like a squat, it's and you got long. A leg curl, you got to do a leg extension. The six exercises, and I haven't done a hinge yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so that I've been struggling with that too. So I'm doing line leg curl into Hatfield, reverse lunge into leg extension. And then I heard you say it the other day about the 45 degree with a quad pump and like that it's like excruciating. And I was like, when you said it, I was like, really? I've never experienced that before. Bro,
it's
I got
not
in
nice.
This thing to
I
like
never,
warm up with ne- just my body weight. And I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I never put
45.
Yeah,
so I just did my calves and went home. Yes, I train calves. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this sucks.
And like our one's real shit because like the pad's probably 40 years old.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been replaced. So it's literally like,
so it's good.
Yeah. Fucking quads on, you know, like a board of wood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's tough. Yeah. But, yeah, coming around the old bow spits, I knew it would wear on you.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm enjoying training at the moment.
Yeah. That's good. That is good. Why is everybody talking about training volume in bodybuilding these days? I feel like everyone's always going to talk about the main vectors of...
Yeah.
Particular bodybuilding in this case, the main vectors of bodybuilding. So when you look at like what's going to drive the bodybuilding stimulus, protein, calories, tension or intensity, training volume, and tension can sit above training intensity and training volume. So obviously because everyone's expression of those vectors of bodybuilding and how to bodybuild are a little bit different, we're then going to get these... camps and debates on what the best method is.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it's a marketing thing as well, obviously, for someone who pushes an agenda.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a specific style of training, live and die by the sword type deal.
Yeah, it's way better to say it's this. Then like to have a thing and this is my thing and this is what I do and I have a secret because we were talking about it like us looking for the secret for 10 years. It's like, oh, the secret is 10 years.
Yeah.
So
10 years in your 20 kilos of muscle, whatever it is.
Correct. Yeah. So it's like being able to sell the secret volume is a nice, easy one to tap into and talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And no one can say you're wrong.
Yeah. And like if you remove, so whoever asked this question and anyone who's curious, right, remove training volume and insert, you will find that we're always talking about the same things. Like Ben and I aren't talking about... or haven't seen new things that have popped up into the bodybuilding space, really.
Yeah. Ever.
When? When?
Yeah.
Like, we're still talking about volume in like 2014.
I would say since flexible dieting.
Yeah.
Macro tracking was the last revolutionary thing to happen in physique sports.
Yep. Yeah, because like even before that, like, yeah, I mean, I get like we can rationalize things better now, so maybe that's why things resurface. Because like training volume was like you either did high volume or low volume. Yep. Like even coming out of uni, it was like you either do low reps and your style of training is this, or you do high reps and your style of training is this. And then if you wanted to, you'd meet in the middle if you were like a power builder or someone who valued strength and size. And then now we've been able to rationalize, well, okay, well, what rep ranges build muscle? And okay, cool, that gives us an indication. And then it's like, oh, well, what's the volume tolerance like for each muscle group to elicit muscle growth? That's fucking wild when you look at it, because it's like, this study says that it's 5 sets. This study says it's 10. This one got favorable growth in the triceps at 45 sets of workout.
Yeah.
These people did 50 sets of squats in a week.
Yeah.
You know, so you're like, well, fuck. Not only is it a major topic to talk about because it's a bit great vector or driver of growth, it's also so fucking broad in terms of how people are explaining the results.
And that's what I mean. Like, no one can say you're wrong because no one's got definitive answers, but people will say they're wrong because you're in a camp.
Correct.
It's like, yeah, but I got results lifting heavy. It's like, huh? So?
Yeah.
But that's my thing now, so I'm the lift heavy guy.
Yeah. And then anyone that like supports that message
jumps on board.
Is going to follow that to a T, and they're going to get results.
Yeah.
And then the argument is, well, they've just gotten a result if they just followed whatever they followed.
Yeah.
Most likely, but they just liked that person.
That model.
And that model. Yeah. You know, which is fine. You know, everyone's got a style. Like, I could go, even it's funny, like training with Matt the other day, I giggled when he said low rep and said 8 to 10 reps.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, like you are an actual bodybuilder. Like, here I am like 5 reps to 8 and 3s.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 5 to 8. And then we're laughing like, you know, because Jess was like, oh, I've got high volume session today.
Yeah.
She's doing like 5s or something. We're just like,
pfft. Yeah.
Like, so yeah, even that, like just.
Yeah.
So much variance in these variables and numbers and how they respond and stuff. It's like you're always like we're always going to be talking about these things.
Yeah,
yeah.
So funny how so much stuff that we talk about is just not defined.
Yeah,
I reckon like 90% of internet arguments are based on people's different interpretation of what a word means.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like someone comes out, it's like low volume shit. It's like, well, what does low volume mean?
Yeah.
They're like 10 sets. Like that's
not very volume.
50s low volume, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, but 50s high volume for a powerlifter. It's so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people just fight over someone else believing that word means different. I remember the back and forths we had about sales. It's like, no, you're just making sales mean being disgusting.
Yeah.
That's not what sales is.
Yeah. Like selling insurance to people who don't need it.
Correct.
So it's not.
Yeah.
It's not sales.
Yeah.
So everyone's selling something, be it themselves or product.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you have a following on social media, it's like you're selling something, bro.
Yeah. It's maybe why you don't like sales, because you think sales is.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you get sales, is because you just remove that.
Yeah.
And just be yourself and people like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. It's interesting.
But yeah, that'll be the debate forever, unfortunately. So.
Yeah.
So, like how long, you know, protein, et cetera. The other thing as well is like, remember that like science is science. Like when people talk about science and they talk about data and research, like we're talking about the ability to ask a question and the ability to give an answer.
Mm.
Like, so it's not, it shouldn't be, when all these things come out, they should be just like challenging some of the parts that you previously believed in, as well as like allowing you to keep some of the things that you still think are valuable and maybe molding it and just slowly moving it. Like you shouldn't be, if you're one of those people who's like, yeah, just like this thing comes out and it's like, you know, 50 sets is, you know, favorable for quad growth, whatever the fuck that study was.
Yeah.
And they're like, cool, fucking high volume for everything for the next month, you know.
Is that as prevalent in bodybuilding as it is in like, we'll say performance, because it's like S&C and powerlifting are fucking just so bad for it.
I don't see it a lot, but then like, I also see a lot of people just write like terrible programs. It's like 30 sets a session.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how do you do 30 sets a session?
But you don't see the evidence of like the flip on
No, like, but I don't.
We had the shallow wave.
Yeah,
and like every fucking performance orientated coach, whether it was strength or like field performance or whatever, was like stability. Yeah. And stability including me.
Yeah.
And stability was fucking everything. And then about 2 years later, maybe even 18 months later, was like, stability means not falling over.
Yeah.
And like, just train. Just do movement. You don't have to roll on the floor. It's like, motherfucker, you were like cutting yourself to blood packed that standing on one leg and doing a single leg RDL before you squat was the only way
to get prepared yourself 18 for months ago. A squat session, yeah.
And now you're like, oh no, just get under the bar, you'll be fine.
See how you feel. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, I feel like it would happen, obviously. Like, you know, and that's a symptom of not quite having enough answers covered, you know, with the way you understand said topic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the best example of where I feel like I'm at with my education and experience is like, even when we presented for the the programming workshop, and then like something come out about like
that day.
I think it was like rep and reserve.
Yeah.
And it came out that day and I was like, I'm not going to fucking throw down a whole slide because of that.
Yeah.
So I just was like, this is what I think.
Yeah.
And I just added this in as a consideration and this is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the ability to look at two different ways of it, which is what you should be doing.
Anyway,
you shouldn't really be sitting there going, well, this one's stupid and this is how you do it. Like, you should just be like, this is what's presented and this is how I would use it.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like stacking rep and reserve at a higher level at the start of the session because you don't have to train as close to failure because you get the same level of motor recruitment because you don't have fatigue. It's surmounting and affecting performance. And then it's like, or you can stop shy at the start of the session and then just bring it down, like the rep and reserve. Or if it's heavy, you don't have to train as close to failure when it's heavy.
Yeah.
But when it is light,
send it.
Get after it. It's like, but there's two different ways to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, well, what if it's
what
if it's light, but at the start of the session, it's like, do I not? And it's like, well, then it's like, oh, is it a weak muscle group? Is it a this? Like, fuck, man. Like, you can literally go crazy just thinking about, like, what is the answer? And there's no answer. But at least experienced people like you and I can sit there and go, this is how we would do it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I have one of my girls during the week, like, what's more important, the rep range or the RPE or the RIR? And I was like, your rep range is going to have to go up to stick to the RIR. And then at some point, you're going to have to make a weight jump and chase reps that's going to break their RIR.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just kind of like, training two reps of failure means train pretty hard and don't hurt yourself. But I want to see you progress in either reps or load every week. Like, that's what we're chasing.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if this person's like a powerlifter, but like, you don't get on the platform.
Physique, actually.
Well, either way, it's like, fuck, man. Like, you just got to try sometimes. Like, you know, sometimes... those variables in a way kind of murk the waters a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
I think it's just don't fucking send it every time.
Yeah. And then even like, how do you interpret, like, I write to rep and reserve just as like, your last rep looks different. Like, when I write to RR, that's what I see in my head. Like, your last rep looked different. That's like, for me, like, you're there. You're not burying yourself, like, but you're there. You need to.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I want you to bury yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an interesting, that whole just communicating.
Yeah.
Again, it's everyone has a different like impression of what that means.
Sometimes I'd wonder like what it'd be like if you just remove that variable though.
Yeah, just aim for progress every week. I have thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, my guys have very distinct definitions of what I mean.
Yeah. I think it matters for the top end lifts, less for everything else.
And like, because it's like, how descriptive and how specific do you go? Because it's like, well, no one's ever trained in zero rep and reserve of like a heavy compound exercise, really.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, what type of...
And avoiding death.
Yeah. And it's like, well, then what type of failure is it? Are you distinguishing the two? And then it's like, come on, man. Like, that is just nuts.
Yeah.
It's just like, train hard and progress the reps and the weight in a safe environment and get to a point in your session where you go, I don't know if I could have done another one of those.
Yeah.
You know?
Win.
And then there'll be movements that are usually higher in reps and maybe fixed range.
Yeah.
And you'll go,
I definitely could have done
that. No, or you'll go, I think I can do one more, maybe.
Yeah.
And you'll try and you won't die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Turns out I can't.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm just going to, if I want to preach girls, like, oh, I'll try one more. Oh, no, I'm dead.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, get done. You know, yeah. When you try, like, and you got a fucking bar on your back, you're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm up here. I don't know if I'm going to get back down. Yeah. There's so many instances like that. Or, you know, you can, no one wants to groove their way back up. Yeah. Out of a squat, it's like, ah, it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not nice, man. Yeah. It's like, it's going to fuck you up.
I had
like,
a bit of a moment on the assisted dip machine this week.
Yeah.
I did 12 last week. I have to go 13.
Love that.
Expo obviously wasn't prime prep to go into training and
progress
your training.
Yeah.
Fuck. I got like to level and I was like, how do I get out of this thing? Like, how do I get to the step from here? Because there is no more extension happening. This is it.
Let go and hope you land.
No, I found the footing to be able to just push myself off, but I was like, I'm in real trouble here. This is not a go to failure exercise, Ben.
No.
Regular dip, sure, because you just like let go, right?
Yeah,
but
well, that's
on
it.
On the assisted machine, I didn't really it's think long it way through. Down. I'm like, ah, I have no feet.
Help. I'm stuck. Yeah, yeah. We'll do one more question. I think we answered this one, but it'd be nice to see if it's any different, especially because you have family now. What you want to be remembered for? So I'm going to caveat this as, for me, I don't think about it as in like when everything's come and gone, what are people going to, because I just feel like that's not a good way to operate when I have hopefully lots and lots and lots of time here to make impact now.
Yeah.
So what I would rather coin it as is like when people interact with me now, what are they?
Sorry, I've just had exactly the same thought.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want to be remembered for when people
leave the room?
Leave the room, meet you for the first time or whatever.
Yeah.
So do you want to go first?
You can go.
So for me, obviously, because a lot of people like to judge a book by their cover, I would like them to be like, hey, he was not what I expected, you know?
Yeah.
Fun, a good time, composed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is if the opportunity arises, because I don't want to be one of those people that just like thinks they're better than everyone and always trying to help them.
Yeah.
But if the opportunity arises where someone needs help, I would like them to have thought of me being able to help them and it positively benefiting them.
Yeah.
So they're just like, I really needed like Jace at that time, and I remember this particular time at this particular moment where he said or did this, and I got this from it, and that's how I want to be remembered.
Yeah, I would be similar, just of like a notably positive impact.
Absolutely.
So that might be, I'm just so excited and passionate that when I spoke about what I was doing, someone else was like, fuck, this is...
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go... train or
do,
I'm gonna
do something
because
you've got that fire in your belly.
I had one of my clients like message me, she's like, oh, I know it's late, blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, I'm still going. She's like, oh fuck. I'm like, yeah, my but 12 hours is kind of normal at the moment. And then like 10 minutes later sent me a photo of her study for her cert. She's like, fuck, like this has to
let's go.
Watching that, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah.
So it wasn't I don't have to help or tell you or motivate you or whatever. It's just like me doing my thing is going to make you pay attention to something else in your life. So, yeah, definitely that. And then like we were saying with on the other pod, like all the calls and stuff that I've had during the week, I'm like, I hope that they're pivotal moments in their careers.
Yeah.
That they can look back and go, oh, like I spoke to Ben at an expo or we did a call or whatever. And I changed this, this, and this, and this happened on the back end of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I agree.
Yeah, that would be... For me, that's
definitely. And then I feel like if you just, because like that then leans into that big grand question of like when someone stands and obviously it's fresh in my mind. Like I sat at my cousin's funeral and everyone said all these amazing things about him. So I'm like, well, what would you want to be remembered by? But now I'm like, well, if you just live with these intentions of like wanting to positively impact people, always want to help, always want to try and be your best so that you can inspire other people to be your best, it's highly likely. Either and when that time comes or long before then, that people will say this about you. I met Jason, he was this. I met Ben and they were they were this, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, I think the genuine thing sticks with me too.
Oh, absolutely. Not a fucking sellout. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I sat down with a girl yesterday who'd... I think she spent about 20 grand in like PT education so far.
Yep.
And like the stories were just like horrendous, man. Horrendous. Yeah. And it's just like, cool.
It's unfortunate.
I'm not going to tell you you're going to get X clients. I'm not going to tell you you're going to do this. I'm not going to tell you you're going to do this. But this is what's going to happen. Mm. She was like, oh, thank you. I know this is a fit pod, but one of the people that won the scholarship
yep.
messaged me last night. She's like, hey, do you do one-on-one coaching? Like calls? Mm. I'm like, yeah, but why? She's like, I don't know who my niche is and I need to figure it out before I do the course. I'm like,
the course gets you.
Have you done the third module yet? She's like, nah. I'm like, do that. Once you've done that, if you still have questions, come to Q&A. And then if we don't solve it there, then I'll take your money.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. You could have just like
taken my money.
Taken whatever from me and then pointed me in that direction. I'm like, that's yeah. not.
Yeah. And then that also, it's like, what happens when you land on the module?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't give, if you're that person, you yeah. don't give a fuck. And then they're like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Like,
this was included.
Yeah. yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So a lot of the feedback we get is that around just being that in the fitness industry in general. Yeah.
Not being the V shred.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. this is purple next week.
Shouldn't have dropped that. Shouldn't have dropped that.
The Rogan.
At least I dropped setup, it at the end of the pod.
The Rogan setup's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a big thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect time to kind of leave it. Got, 10 minutes? So.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Thank you guys for coming along. Perfect opportunity to hit that follow or subscribe button, depending on where you are. Special thanks to Ben for piggybacking this episode until my brain started to work, which was right towards the end. Enjoy the vid, share it out. We'll see you next time.